I look around, I am blessed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, blessed. Oh, no, 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 blessed. When I look around, I am blessed. And it says, it could be worse, and it could be less, but I'm blessed. My life is solely. Let me see all the blessed people praise Him now. Can we sing it in unison? Say blessed.
Blessed.
Everybody.
Blessed.
When I look around.
When I look around, I am blessed.
The song just says, say blessed.
Blessed.
Everybody say
blessed.
Everybody say
blessed. When I look around, I am blessed.
It could be worse.
It could be worse. And it could be less. But I'm blessed.
Present this holy week. I give thanks to God and for Give honor to my pastor, Dr. Michael A. Evans, Sr., for this opportunity to stand before you to declare your word. This is the first of the seven sayings from the cross. Luke 23rd chapter, the 34th verse. Luke 23 and 34. And it reads, "Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots." Then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they parted his raiment and cast lots. If I were to subtitle this, I would say, "You sure you want to do this? You sure you want to do this?" Here we are, not long after his triumphant entry into the city of Jerusalem. Here we are, just hours after the Lord had commissioned the Lord's Supper. Here we are, hours after he prayed alone in the garden for the removal of this cup, who he said, "If it be possible, let it pass from me." We are just hours after the Lord Jesus was betrayed by a kiss from a friend in the garden. And hours after the mockery of a trial that took place in the courts of Herod and Pilate. Just a few hours after he was beaten, scourged, and spit upon. Hours after Pilate said, "I find no fault in him," and tried to absolve himself from the wrongdoing by washing his hands. And hours after he was made to carry his own cross up Calvary's hill, they nailed him to the cross, and as he hung there, they watched him bid and gambled for his clothes. And while all of that was going on, Jesus prays to his Father and says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." In other words, he said, "Leave them alone, Lord, because they are ignorant of their actions." Not knowing is ignorance, especially when the opportunity to know and learn is available. What could they have possibly been ignorant about? Well, maybe they were really ignorant about who Jesus was. They, in their own minds, thought he was the son of Joseph, just a carpenter here on this earth. Maybe they were ignorant of what Matthew 3:16-17 says at the baptism of Jesus, where it said, "And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" Maybe they were ignorant of the identity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Did they not know of his questioning in the temple? That's in Luke 2nd chapter 46. Through 49, in the last part where he said, "Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" Were they ignorant of that fact? Could they have been ignorant about all his good deeds? Did they not know about him turning water into wine? Had they not heard about him raising Lazarus from the dead? Could they possibly have missed the news about him raising Jairus' daughter from the dead? About him opening the eyes of blind Bartimaeus? Could they have been ignorant of their own actions? Did they not know that it was told that he would be delivered into the hands of the Gentiles? If they wanted to stop him, did they not know that it was foretold that he would die between two transgressors? They were ignorant. Maybe they were ignorant about what sin really was. Maybe they were ignorant because they were unaware of how it hardens your heart. Maybe they were ignorant of understanding how it stupefies the conscience. Maybe they were ignorant about it, how it settles into a habit and at length gains complete ascendancy or control over the individual. Maybe they didn't understand the purposes of Jesus' death. They had to have been unaware of the pernicious or utterly wicked, destructive effect of sin on one another, because they would not have wanted this to take place if they had understood. What they didn't realize also, I believe, is that sin doesn't just happen to you. In Exodus 20th chapter, in the 5th verse, it says, "You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children of the third and fourth generation of those who hate me." Maybe they were ignorant of the pervasive nature of sin in the lives of themselves and their children. Maybe they were ignorant of the dreadful consequences of sin in another world. There is a gracious reward for generations of the righteous in the future, and there is an awful retribution for the wicked in the future. Ignorance is sin. It is sin in all cases where knowledge is available and the capacity to obtain it is present. Jesus said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Jesus here teaches us to look for reasons to pray that our enemies be given, be forgiven. He teaches us to look for them to be left alone. Look for opportunities to ask the Father to forgive them, because many of them are ignorant of what their actions are doing, not only to themselves, but to those around him. Jesus here teaches us that they were all right when they marched him up from judgment hall to judgment hall. They were all right when they had the mock trials. They were all right. But are you sure you want to march him up Calvary's Hill? Are you sure you want to have him nailed to the cross? Their ignorance showed again, because the word said, "If I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me." The very thing you wanted to stop, you perpetuated the cause when you lifted him up. Oh, Jesus understood his words. He understood his mission. He understood the power that lied in what was taking place. But the men were ignorant. And as he prayed for them, they gambled for his clothes. They drew lots. They made a mockery of the scene. But they were ignorant that they played into the hands of God's perfect plan for our sacrifice and our redemption. They should have left him alone. They should have left him alone if they wanted to stop the salvation of the world. God be with you. God bless you. Bless you.